This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, comedian Jimmy Pardo, podcasting, and Mel Brooks is discussed. It's coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker, man. Man, there's something that's been working my nerves for a while now, and it finally came to a head yesterday. Talking about lunch hour pizza buffets. You ever been to them?
No.
Well, me and Jamie Barnes from work used to go to them all the time until he got thrown out for not using the tongs. Prove it. The man, his left hand was holding his plate. His right hand is deformed. You guys know about
right.
it. I told the manager, how's he supposed to work a set of tongs with a back scratcher? Hell, he was born with tongs. If you had any sense about you, you'd give him a hairnet and full-time pay. I swear to God, that's what I said. He'd make a great buffet attendant, man. But she thought I was getting boisterous, and we got thrown out before I even got to my breadsticks. But my thing with pizza buffets is they always sound good. I mean, all you can eat for like $4. Well, until you get the drink, then somehow the total's dang near $10. Who's doing that math? That's why I started bringing my own 2 liters. I swear to God I did. There ain't no law against importing Mountain Dew. Just liquor. And they can't prove it anyways, because I pour it in a spray bottle and leave it up by the salad bar, and they think it's window cleaner. Hell, I've even seen them use it to clean the sneeze guard. And I look at it this way. I get free dew. They save on Windex. That's a win-win. And it's all tax-free, man. Oh, yeah. But what I hate about pizza buffets is they never put out the good stuff. I mean, you ever notice every pizza buffet has them pizzas with combinations you ain't never seen before, like mushrooms and pineapple. Man, I remember the first time I sampled pineapple pizza. I was looking over my shoulder waiting for Ashton Kutcher to pop out. I swear to God I was. There's another pizza with onions and hamburger on it. There just ain't enough cheese or meat lovers up there. Oh, and they got that barbecue pizza. Man, I love pizza, and I love barbecue, but that combination could be lethal. You put barbecue and pizza on a slab of dough and you're done. Hell, I heard that's how Mama Cass died. I swear to God she did. And every week they got this stupid veggie pizza under the lamp. I hate veggie pizzas. I think they're gay. I swear to God I do. I seen one yesterday with a whole bunch of stuff on it I ain't never seen before. I even asked the manager what it was. He called it Healthy Choice. It had mushrooms, green peppers, black olives, and raisins. I was like, that ain't pizza. That's trail mix. I said it right to his face. Hell, I seen one pizza with corn in it. I was like, what are you guys doing, making pizzas or cleaning out your freezer? Pizza and corn? Hell, I felt like I was back in the fourth grade staring at Miss Kelly's lunch lady arms that looked like mud flaps. I told the manager, every pizza buffet has to have at least one cheese pizza under the lamp at all times. Mm-hmm. It's state law. Man, you should have seen his ass squirm when I threw that book of knowledge right in his face. Right. He apologized, got all nervous. I got a free one-trip salad out of it.
Nice.
Anyways, man, I'm just saying it pays to bitch now and then. Stand up for yourself. That's why I like eating lunch with Jamie. He can give him the finger and they can't even see it coming. I gotta go.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hi, Tom. How's it going?
Going fine.
We've got one of our favorite comedians in the studio.
He is comedian Jimmy Pardo, and he's right here with us. It's good to see you.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
One of the first guys to get in on the podcasting.
That's right.
How long have you been doing it now?
2006. What is that? 18 years we're in. Yeah. They say I'm a pioneer. That's what they call me, Chick. A pioneer.
That's right. You were out there with your torch and your long sword breaking wagon, through the brush.
Right through the brush of podcasting.
That's right.
The Davy Crockett hat.
We all made fun of you back then.
Everybody made fun of me.
He's doing a what?
Oh, yeah. How's your little... Conan used to make fun of me every day at work. You doing your fake radio today, Jimmy?
And, guess what
now,
he's doing.
Yeah, guess what you're doing, pal.
Yeah.
There you go.
How's your fake radio, Conan? He's doing very well.
Yeah.
Your podcast with Conan is absolutely hilarious. That's my favorite. What? You and Conan, when he came on your podcast.
Thank you very much.
That is so funny.
Seems like you're complimenting him more than me, but thank you.
No, you guys were great together.
I enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
We teased you.
We had a very Carson Rickles relationship, he and I. Mm. We still do. Neither of us has died.
Oh, I hope not.
No, not
sitting
that I'm
right
aware
there.
Of. I know one of us hasn't. Yeah. But Carson Ricklesy, Conan and I, and fun.
When you worked on his late night show,
yes, sir.
Were you ever absolutely starstruck by a particular guest?
Not really. I had the greatest story is when I met Mel Brooks. I never met Mel Brooks, and I insisted that I meet Mel Brooks because he's one of our all of our heroes.
Yeah.
And just coincidentally, we had a mutual friend. He was friends with a character actor named Lee Delano, and Lee was in a lot of his movies. And he was a friend of my father-in-law's, Walter Koenig's. Mm. And so I knew Lee from various family functions. And so I go into Mel Brooks's dressing room and to introduce myself. And he sits down and we start talking like we're just two comedians. And I'm talking to Mel Brooks. And I said, oh, by the way, we have a mutual friend, Lee Delano. He goes, Lee Delano! Can you believe Lee Delano, Jim? And then he grabs my hand and he goes, oh, I just saw Lee. He was over at Sid's house. Have you seen Sid? Have you been to Sid's house? Sid Caesar. I go, no, I don't hang out with Sid Caesar. And he goes, if you get a chance, go say hello to Sid. I know he'd like to see it. He doesn't know who I am.
I know he'd like to see it.
So then he starts telling me Sid Caesar stories and Lee Delano stories. And so then he tells me a long story about Lee Delano, which is great that I won't bore you with. But with him barging in on the Charlie's Angels set and ruining a take of Charlie's Angels. He walks in and he goes, where's Lee Delano? And he ruined it. So he's telling me this whole story. And then Star Trek, I'm a little like, I don't want to say a word because it's Mel Brooks, right? Yeah. So he's talking, and it's wonderful. And then it's over. And then I leave. He goes and does his segment with Conan. He comes back. He goes into his dressing room to gather up his things and he leaves. And as he's walking out of the green room, he leaves. Bye, everybody. He turns around. He goes, Pardo!
Yeah, that's awesome.
And gives this big yell to me. Everybody looks like, what was that about? I go, it's Mel Brooks having fun. That's what that's about.
That's right.
Wow. So to me, to this day, maybe the greatest thing ever happened.
Yeah. That is fantastic.
Yes, very wonderful.
Any musicians that ever you encountered because you were working with Conan?
Well, Daryl Hall was a great one. I had the opportunity to sing along with Daryl Hall. We did a Pardo Patrol, which was my web series for Conan, and where I would barge into their dressing room and just start grilling them. And with him, I just went in there and started singing Sarah Smile. And he's like, well, let's do it in the right key, right? And I'm like, oh, okay. And then he starts playing it. And then all of a sudden, I'm doing a duet with Daryl Hall, which about 10 seconds of it made it onto the web series. But we did the entire song, which was unbelievable.
Oh, no, I didn't realize you were a singer.
I'm not.
Oh,
I'm not, but I was. If I get a chance to sing with Daryl Hall, I'm going to do it.
All right.
Yeah, one could say he's been carrying Oates for years, but
that's
seriously.
there's talk of Oates and I going on tour based on just this little clip. That's how strong.
Oh, wow. That's
exciting. Nice. That's something. Keep an eye on.
He's looking for something to do.
He's looking for a new album.
Yeah, Daryl's doing okay. He's got his own show.
The other one was Bob Newhart. I had a pleasure of, when I walked into Bob Newhart's dressing room, because, again, one of my heroes, I wanted to meet him. He was to the left, and I didn't see him, and I saw his daughter was in there, and for whatever reason I just chose to walk up to his daughter and pretend that, like, I thought she was Bob Newhart. And so I went, Bob, I'm just gonna tell you, I love it, you know, the sitcoms and this. And over in the corner laughing harder than anybody is Bob Newhart.
Oh, that's great.
Like, he got it, he understood the bit. He's, oh, that's what a joy, Jimmy. And then so again, I'm very privileged, very lucky that I had those opportunities.
Yeah.
The other one thing, I know I'm filibustering, but when I met Tom Hanks, I walked into his dressing room, and he said, he goes, oh, nice to meet you, Johnny. And I go, Jimmy. And he goes, Johnny. Yeah. And he kept talking about me the rest of the day going, you know, when I met Johnny, and clearly knowing my name, which is like, that's it. Like, you want to be able to riff with these guys that you think are hysterical. And just, you know, very, very lucky. Very great experiences.
Were there any people that you were told, hey, look, don't get near him there?
Morrissey from the Smiths.
Oh, yeah.
I could see him being a little sullen.
Yeah. He had a handwritten note on his door that said, on his dressing room, Morrissey. And then he wrote in magic marker and underline, only underline.
Okay.
So it was like, okay, Morrissey, we get it. First of all, nobody's coming in. Yeah. Right. I mean, it's. And who else did they say to stay away from? Nobody else, really. Not to me, anyway. Maybe they told other people to stay away from folks, but nobody puts Pardo in a corner.
No, I
talk to whoever I want to.
Now, Jimmy, you worked for a major label for a while.
I did work for MCA Records in the 80s.
Did you maintain any friendships with those bands?
Do I have any friendships with those bands? From MCA? No. But back in those days, I worked, you know, Bobby Brown, who you mentioned earlier, was at a function once where I couldn't shake him. He wouldn't leave me alone, Bobby Brown.
Did he think you were holding?
I don't know what. It had to be that, right?
You're a record executive. You got to be holding.
I got to be having a little something.
Yeah, that's right.
But I guess I don't know what it was. I would go. I'm going to go to the bathroom. Hey, I'll come with you. Leave me alone.
No, they thought you were holding. Yeah. Did you ever work with Skynyrd?
No, I never had the opportunity to work with them. No, they were, I don't think they had anything out there in that little era.
Because they got a song, Working for MCA.
Yeah. That was prior to my time.
That was in the 70s.
You know, Jimmy's fast friends, practically all the guys in Chicago.
I'm friendly with the guys in Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm friendly with Tommy Shaw of Styx, who came on our Parkastathon one year, and we've become friends. And try as I might, I try to be friends with Kevin Cronin. He just doesn't seem interested.
He's
the nicest man in the world.
I love that story. He loves us. We played basketball with him.
I know.
I wonder why he doesn't like you. Maybe you're not tall enough.
Is he from your hometown?
He's from my hometown of hometown. We grew up. We both grew up in hometown. He grew up on Costner. I grew up on Corcoran.
Did you know that? You know that story, Pat?
Yeah, I love it.
The hometown. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Okay, Kevin. When I met him backstage at a show in Thousand Oaks, Kevin and I said, "Oh, Kevin, you know we have something in common. We both grew up in hometown. Is that right?" And he walked away from me.
He walked away. Is that right?
Yeah.
Walked away.
That said, he came on my podcast during the lockdown, and he was an absolute, to quote my wife, that guy's a GD delight.
Yeah.
And I agree.
Isn't that how you want to be known, as a GD delight?
Absolute delight.
Yeah. Oh, man, was he great.
Yeah.
Just, talking about his career, and then he sang some songs, and, you know, then speaking of basketball, we talked about just a person.
Yep.
To me, he's just like, he's a dad who happens to be a rock star. That's that was my takeaway.
Another cool thing about him, this is sort of odd, he has started to take singing lessons.
Oh, that's interesting.
And, and he's probably 70-something.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, yeah, he's...
just to keep it... Just to,
yeah.
Like we said,
and adjust. He found out that he... I'm not sure the biology of it or whatever, the anatomy of it. He found out he was singing improperly, started taking lessons, and he's singing better than ever.
Wow.
Which...
That's great.
We saw him last year, Oliver and I. We saw REO and Styx together, and a great show. That's a great feeling.
Every song's a hit.
Every song's a hit.
You forget how many hits REO has.
And then you throw in Loverboy, who opened. Every song, that's 3 hours of hits.
Yeah.
All right.
That's fun.
The hits keep coming. Well, we're sitting here talking with Jimmy Pardo. Are you still playing poker? Were you the card player? Who am I confusing you with?
Anybody else.
Okay, sure.
I think you could, Kostaki, maybe?
I think was it Kostaki?
Henry Phillips, maybe?
Oh, maybe Henry.
Yeah. Henry Kostaki?
I'm sorry, because you guys were talking about Henry Phillips.
I was
Phillips
talking about
Phillips
Henry playing cards with Sarah Silverman.
No, yeah. I don't.
You're not a poker player.
I welcome the game if anybody invites me. If you want to take my money, I'll go for the hang.
Here you go, yeah.
But
are you a good player?
No.
Oh.
Do you know when to hold them?
And when to fold them, Pat.
Yeah, well,
I'll know when to walk away when need be. Sometimes I got to run.
You thought that was going nowhere, that question, but no, it went somewhere.
Yeah, like I quote Al Jackson, the fastest mind in competition.
Yeah. There you go.
Jimmy's working his butt off over
there. Christy Lee is the fastest newswoman at the news desk. What else have we got?
We've all heard of sleepwalking. What about sleep shopping? A British woman says her rare sleep disorder has led her to late night spending sprees that she's not even awake for.
Boy, these broads, huh? They'll shop in their sleep, won't they?
Oh, boy.
Is that Jumbo Frank?
Boy, oh, boy.
They be shopping.
They sure do.
Kelly Knipes suffers from parasomnia? No. Uh-huh.
Parasomnia. I'm skeptical, by the way.
A condition involving abnormal and undesirable behaviors that occur during sleep. Parasomnia.
Parasomnia is when you buy perfume while you sleep.
Okay.
Isn't Sonoma the...
William Sonoma's a furniture store, isn't it?
Well, Paris and Sonoma's a great...
What am I thinking of?
Cooking store.
Sonoma's a great lingerie company.
Okay. There's no comedy anywhere. Go ahead.
I thought Soma.
Josh, you okay?
Yeah. I thought Soma was...
That is a Soma.
Bring back Jumbo
Over
friends.
The years, Miss Knipes has unwittingly ordered items including a full-size plastic basketball
hang on,
court.
Hang on, Christy. Hey, Josh, you want to shut up?
Sephora is what I was thinking.
Ah.
Paris Sephora is when you buy...
Thank you, Jack.
Makeup.
Yeah.
Makeup.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fastest mind in comedy over there.
She has unwittingly ordered items including a full-sized plastic basketball court, fridges...
Wait a minute. A full-sized plastic basketball
court. It must
be... Tables
and
hundreds.
It must be like a canvas or something that you roll out and...
Yeah. Like so you can put it on the yard.
Wow.
Like in your grass.
You buy that at, where are you? The Amazon.com? I know they're not sponsored,
I don't know.
But I'm asking, where would I buy this full court plastic basketball
court?
I mean, do you believe
this?
Do you think this is real?
She has also ordered hundreds of Haribo candies. She tries to mitigate the issue using a CPAP machine.
I bet it is. I mean, people drive in their sleep. They shower.
I can see.
So why not? Why not log in and buy some things?
But why would you buy? I mean, you have to be asleep to buy a full court plastic basketball
yeah, that's
court.
Right?
Odd, You're not going to like, I'm going to pretend I was asleep and buy this.
Yeah.
Because nobody
needs. It's like something Clooney takes on movie sets.
Right.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you keep your credit card anywhere near your computer?
I don't need to. It's already stored in my computer.
See, that's everything's already stored in the computer.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is a big problem.
You shop too much.
I beg your pardon.
You need to add
it's absolutely essential.
You need to add a step to it. Where
Chick's the only person in the world I know who has his card memorized.
I have.
My husband has his memorized.
Two or three memorized.
You have your credit card numbers memorized.
Sure.
It's not that. Yeah, I have Chick's credit card number memorized.
Yeah.
Wait, heads
up. So prove it. What's the number?
That's fun.
Do you know your license plate?
No, something GR. I don't know.
Not for $1 million.
You don't know your license plate number?
No.
I know my driver's license number.
Yeah.
I don't know mine.
Josh, do you know your license plate number?
No.
That's easy.
I know my kids. I know all of our license plate numbers.
I don't have a license plate. I'm against them.
And let me ask you this. What phone number does anyone know?
I know my husband's and my kids. That's it.
I know my wife's.
I do not. I don't think.
Sometimes I have to look up kid number ones, but. Yeah,
I know my best friends, and I know remember my mother's number.
So. But you can't call her; right? She's dead.
Oh
right?
God!
Yeah,
see the love in the room, Jimmy.
What? It's just matter of fact. It's part of the healing, Ace. Come on,
right? He's helping.
Laughter's the best medicine.
Sure is. Josh, do that Sephora thing again for you. Get him in a good mood.
Paris Sephora.
Yeah, Paris Sonoma Sephora.
Oh, what is that, Josh?
Well, a Paris Sephora is when you got two. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, two Sephoras.
You can order it online. 1-800-DEAD-MOM. And that's
good. I'm the one.
We were going for.
But did I mention that?
That's $1 million idea.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Huh?
It may happen.
Yeah.
You can call your dead mother?
Yes.
No, that's
be an actress or something.
Cheeky.
That was a thing.
No, it'll be AI.
That was a thing last week.
What?
What?
Yeah,
you call your dead parents?
No, there's a AI thing in which they can take, I just heard this,
oh, God.
They can take relatively short recordings of
like
someone.
Like I have a voicemail of my mother, I could send it to them and they can.
Very soon. They could make an entire conversation with that voice.
So we'll never, the grieving process will go on forever. It'll never end. Yeah, we'll
so
never
she
heal.
Say nice things to me?
Oh,
no, it's going to be accurate.
You're asking a lot of the technology.
It would does not compute. You're
well,
still
the only thing about talking to her, though, is she won't be able to hit me, right?
Wow, this is really taking a dark turn.
This, right?
This whole thing
I was trying to be very positive.
Oh, like I'm the only kid who got hit when they were about.
Different generation.
I got hit.
We all got hit.
No one hit you, huh?
No, yes, of course.
When you were playing poker,
it was a different generation.
Top three things you've been hit with, go.
Pool cue.
Pool cue, right.
Baseball bat.
What?
Wait a minute. We'll be back in a second.
Let's see.
My apologies.
No, we got it. You're fine.
I mean, that is the correct response. It's just not the appropriate response for this medium. Yeah.
And a.
Where were we? We were a baseball bat.
And a pancake turner.
Pool cue.
Or a spatula.
Oh, okay.
Spatula. Now, was that a SWAT?
The bat, I ducked. She didn't hit me with the bat, really.
Okay.
She really did tag me with the pool cue, though.
Wow.
It was bleeding.
My dad hit me in the face with a loaf of bread.
Is that right?
Were you guys doing a skit?
Was the seltzer water on the side? My dad was shemp.
Well, that makes sense then.
They were out, and I called them. I go, hey, we're out of bread. Can you pick some up? My mom goes, I don't think we have time. I go, forget it. And I hung up.
Oh.
And when they got home, my dad had the bread in his hand, and he goes, here's your effing bread.
Oh, so he was talking like Pardo. He's used to these podcasts. If you were listening to the show.
I blame myself. I feel like
that was shocking.
I'm sorry. It was a terrible question. I shouldn't have asked it.
Were you ever hit with anything?
No.
Not even spanked?
Never spanked.
Besides a fine.
Now, my dad did walk. My dad did walk with a cane, and he would occasionally give me a
lift the cane a little bit.
Kind of a tap.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Can you imagine having that son
and not hitting it
and not. Come here, get your weekly beat.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.